Preach what you know. Like, why get up if you're the pillar and ground of the truth? The church is the pillar and ground of the truth. Then if you preach something that you're not certain about, that's like the biggest mistake that you can possibly make.
Yep.
And just preach the Bible. The Bible's so interesting, and people came to hear the Bible. Yeah. And I feel like a lot of young preachers, what they really want is a clickbait sermon that's going to go viral. And so they're trying to figure out how to preach some like hobby horse issue, some unique cool thing, or some really hot topic or whatever. And the sermons that I really like from guys that are preaching by my pulpit or guest preachers or young preachers or whatever is when they just find something in the Bible and preach it. And I think sometimes they get intimidated and thinking like, oh, it won't be interesting or it won't be jazzy or cool or whatever. But honestly, that's the reason why I hired Dylan, is because when he came, he preached two really basic sermons that were just straight from the Bible. Because if he had came and preached a bunch of clickbait stuff, I wouldn't even have wanted him.
Or exotic things.
Yeah, like things that aren't even sure or clear or biblical or just your opinion or like. And look, obviously, we want to make the Bible relevant. I'm not saying you don't apply things to today, but what I am saying is you don't want to get behind the pulpit and say something that you're going to regret in the future or something that's not true. I mean, people hang on every word. And people will make life-altering decisions based on what's preached behind a pulpit. Yep. And so it's important to just make sure whatever you're saying is what God's saying.
Yeah, and don't set out to be different. You know, I think that's one of the biggest mistakes is like wanting to be different. It's immature to want to be different. When I started Faith Forward Baptist Church, I never thought like, all right, this church is going to be different than any other church, and I'm starting this new movement. Now, here's the thing. You know, I actually did kind of end up starting a movement, but I never set out to be thought of as different or new IFB or whatever. That's the way it happened, but I could never have predicted that the old IFB would just become a bunch of fag-loving idiots. Like, that wasn't my... I didn't do that. I didn't leave them. They left me, okay? And, yeah, exactly. And the thing is, you know, I never set out to be different. My goal was always just to be another Baptist pastor. I just wanted to be a Baptist. I never was like, I want to be the best or I want to be cool or different or big or whatever. I just always wanted to be a Baptist pastor. That's it. That's all I ever set out to do was just to be a pastor, you know. Now, I ended up, you know, standing out from others, but not by choice. It was only because the room got so dark that like my preaching glowed a little brighter or something. But that's never the intention. Because if you set out to be different or you're going to kind of found something new or you're going to just blow the lid on this new doctrine, you know, that's a really bad goal to have. And so if it happens, great. But don't ever set out for that. You know, just get up and be desire to preach the truth and be faithful and to be a good preacher. But you know what? It's not about being the best or better, or it's not a competition. It's just about being you and being faithful. And so make sure you don't get that weird attitude that just like wanting to be different. It's like the kids dyeing their hair purple and green and stuff. That's you if you want to be different. Yeah, it's the same maturity. Like some guys get up and preach a sermon and like through the spiritual glasses, they just like dyed their hair green is what they did. And they just look like an idiot, you know. And I, you know, and here's the thing, like I didn't want to even, you know, make a huge deal about the rapture or something. But it's just like the old IFB made that a big issue. You know, they're the ones who pushed that so hard. Because I don't think it's a big deal. Like, I don't break fellowship over that, you know. If people are pre-trib, it's fine with me, you know.
Yeah, I mean, again, like, when it comes to writing sermons, I'll write sermons where I'll spend, like, 20 hours on a sermon trying to come up with this kind of nuanced thing or something that's really interesting to me. And then my other sermons, like, one that's just kind of a wheelhouse sermon, something I'm already really familiar with and it's really easy to put together.
And that's the one that probably does more.
Everyone's excited about compliments and things great or whatever. And, or like, I have a checklist of all the sermons I feel like I just need to preach, and I was just like, all right, I gotta preach Baptism, but I was like not excited about it. but I preach it, and then the next week, six people get baptized.
Yeah.
And it's like, look, don't break what's not broken. You know, the King James Bible's not broken. The fundamentals aren't broken. We're a fundamental Baptist church. The best thing you can do is learn what the Bible actually says and teach what the Bible says.
Preach the basics.
Yeah, that's good.
I mean, here's the, what about what I just preached an hour ago? I mean, wasn't that kind of basic? You know what I mean? Like, hey, be willing to die for Christ. I mean, you just preach something basic.
Yeah, just take one, and look, you have one idea, one cohesive idea. You have like 10 verses that have the same
And concept, I just kept talking about it.
And he just kept talking about bringing it into life and using, obviously, the wealth of knowledge he has from the Bible. But at the end of the day, anybody in this room could have preached that sermon.
Yeah, absolutely.